Hey, fellow mathematicians, welcome to the podcast where math is figure-outable. I'm Pam.
And I'm Kim.
And this is a Math Strat Chat episode where we chat about math strategies. Every Wednesday evening, I throw out a math problem on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all the social media, and people from around the world chat about the strategies they use. We love seeing everyone's thinking.
We sure do. So this Wednesday, our math problem was 75 times 24. How would you solve this problem? Pause the podcast, solve it before you tune in to listen again. The problem was 75 times 24. Solve it and then come back to hear how we are going to solve it.
All right, Kim, I'm going to go first today.
Okay.
So I'm thinking about 75 times 24. And for whatever reason today, I was just seeing less 100. I was thinking over, and I'm not sure if it's because I was knew I was talking to you or not, but all right. So how I was thinking over was I thought if I can find 25 24s, then I could just remove those from 100 24s, because then 100 24s minus 25 24s would give me 75 24s. So I'm going to find 25 24s by thinking about one fourth of 24. So a fourth of 24 is 6. So if I scale that one fourth up to 25, like 0.25 up to 25, I multiply by 100, then I multiply 6 times 100, that's 600. So 25 24s is 600, and 100 24s is 2400. And then I kind of just was like 24 minus 6 is 18, but I'm in the 100, so it's 1800. And at that point, I was like, oh, duh. So 25 24s was 600. I could have just scaled that times 3.
Nice.
600 times 3 to be 1800. Either way, kind of finding a fourth of 24 to help me get 25 24s and then using the 25 24s.
Yeah.
Cool.
Nice. For whatever reason, this time I did not think about quarters. Okay. Even though the 75 is screaming quarters. I actually was thinking about factors for this one.
Huh.
So I thought about 75 being 3 times 25. So on my paper, I wrote 3 dot multiplication symbol, 25.
Uh-huh.
And then for 24, I wrote 3 times 8. So I have 3 times 25 times 3 times 8.
Okay.
And then I just rearranged them. So I thought 8 times 25 is 200. So maybe I did think quarters because 4 of them would be 100, another 4 would be 200. So 25 times 8 is 200, and then I have left the 3 times 3, which is 9.
Ah.
So 9 times 200 was your same 1800.
Cool. So you can factor the factors and rearrange them using the associative property, and then bam, find a nicer way to multiply them out.
Yeah.
Super cool.
I love this problem. There are so many good things to do. My brain is swirling. But we want to see what everybody else is doing, right? So we can't wait to see that. If your strategy was like one of ours, very cool. But there's some really cool stuff to do that's not like what we're thinking. So represent that thinking and comment on other people's as you share that on social media.
Super cool. And tag me on Twitter at @PWHarris or Instagram, PamHarris_math. And on Facebook, Math is Figure-Outable. Use the hashtag MathStratChat. And make sure you check out the MathStratChat problem that we post on Wednesdays around 7 p.m. Central Time. And then hop back here to hear how we're thinking about the problem. We love having you as part of the Math is Figure-Outable movement. Keep spreading the word that math is figure-outable.